The monster in Ness. Perfection. Happiness. Forever. Abstraction isn't where we live. If we had not devised a word for happiness, we might well be content, or even happy, for many times we are. It happens when something like a ray of sunshine catches us, often on the shoulder as we turn away from too much trying, and makes us shimmer. It is the Ness-ness which undoes us and makes us think we can convert the glimmer into a shine which lasts forever. Another word which is not part of our estate. It would be no less reasonable if we decided to aspire to perfect, pure bananahood. Words are not moulded by the contours of the universe, but take shape in our mouths. And yet, we spend our days searching for unicorns. At day's end, failing in our quests, we lie down in despondent beds. Nestless is what we ought to be, from time to time at least. But don't say it out loud, or else we'll all start thinking hard of how to find the way to Nestlessness.